I'm happy now to welcome Siobhan Reynolds. She is founder of Pain Relief Network, but we are not here to talk about Pain Relief Network today, although we have done so in the past and may do so again. We're here to talk about Karen Mate, who is a beloved yoga teacher in our community and who is very sick, as some of you may have read in the paper over the last couple of months, with aplastic anemia. Welcome, Siobhan, to the Radio Cafe.
Hi, Mary Charlotte. Thanks for having me.
So we're just basically doing a quick call out to the community to help one of our beloved teachers who is in need.
Yeah, she is. She was my assistant actually for 3 years at Pain Relief Network, and just very devoted and excellent, and just a really organized, thoughtful, responsible woman. And I watched her really give so much to Santa Fe as a teacher. She did these classes at Yoga Different over the Oddfellows Hall, basically just for cost, you know. And because it's an Iyengar yoga, it's very prop intensive. So here's this little skinny yoga
blocks
teacher.
And yeah. Strings. And whatever.
Yeah, pulling all these belts. Straps and right. Big, you know, yoga mats and stuff around. And she just did. She washed the floor over there like 3 days a week to make sure that people could lay on the floor and be barefoot on the floor. Just a super conscientious person. And then she just goes to India and lo and behold comes back with aplastic anemia. And so
aplastic anemia is basically a blood bone marrow disorder where the bone marrow is not producing the blood cells the way it's supposed to.
Right. It's not producing anything. She's not getting any of the red or white or platelets or T cells, none of your immune system. The whole thing is just flat. It's flatline, basically. So she is in really physical dire straits. She's got a lot of support from the community a lot. She's got a whole support group in place. She has support from the Coming Home Connection. Glennis Carl is helping her a great deal, trying to put the pieces together. But the one thing that we're lacking for her is a place to live. And so that's why we're doing the shout out today.
Yeah, it's funny. All of you have been on this show. Karen has talking about yoga, you talking about the Pain Relief Network, and Glennis Carl talking about Coming Home Connection. Coming Home Connection provides volunteer services to people who are basically sick and in hospice and things like that.
Right.
And she is receiving those services. But she needs a clean, warm, and either free or low-cost place to live for the time being.
Yes, for the time being, and as soon as possible. You know, if anybody out there is thinking about renting or wondering if they should maybe donate this instead of renting a unit that you were going to rent, take it seriously, because I don't know if other people think of it this way, but I've really found that giving of yourself to somebody in need just because it's good for you to do it is a tremendously healing experience. And so that's why I'm here. I want everybody to think seriously about giving her whatever it is they can give her in terms of a space. Ideally, it would be, you know, accessible, because she may very well need a wheelchair. So, you know, someplace where she can sort of easily get in and out, clean, you know, warm floors, washer, dryer, dishwasher. I mean, of course, all this stuff is negotiable, but the bottom line is she really needs a place where her caregiver, she's got 24-hour care, where they can come and go, not disturb anybody, and really be able to attend to her. She's trying to get herself better. By the time she was diagnosed, she was already too weak to, in essence, let the doctors do whatever they wanted, you know, with their big interventions.
So she couldn't get a bone marrow transplant because she was too weak to receive that treatment.
Right. It would have been sure death. So now she's just sort of going on an intuitive basis, different kinds of herbal healing and body work, and really just going on her intuition, trying to eat when she can, eat what she wants when she can, and the community's supporting it. It's really interesting.
And how's she doing?
She's up and down. You know, sometimes I see her, she's doing remarkably well. Sometimes I see her, she's doing really, really poorly, and it's scary. And of course, emotionally, it's a lot to take in. She's a young woman, and this was
she's in her 30s.
Yeah, she's in her 30s, and it's just it's a very hard blow. It seems so unfair, and it is unfair, but you know, this is just where she's at. She's a great person. She's been tremendously loving and giving of herself, and so I just wanted to see what people might be able to do for her.
And, of course, there's a lot of people like her who moved to Santa Fe at a certain point, are not surrounded by family and ancestral homes and things like that. If anybody has a guest house or an apartment that they would like to either donate or rent for low cost, you can call Siobhan Reynolds at 505-603-8800. 603-8875.
Right, and I'll be on there. You'll hear my voice, and I'll say it's Pain Relief Network, but that's me. And leave your information there, and I'll get right back to you, and we'll see what we can do. And I really, really appreciate it.
Siobhan, thanks so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Marisha.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, jazz.